Hello everyone, this is Sharon and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. In talking about the kingdom like I have for the past couple days, I just want to give a little bit more clarity. I had someone ask me about exactly what is the kingdom that's within inside of us. So again, Luke 17:21, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, makes contact with the kingdom of God that is within you to overcome the kingdom of darkness that is in the world. The kingdom of heaven is where God and the angels reside. The kingdom of darkness is what's going on in this world, and the kingdom of God is within you. I'm going to repeat all of that again because I said it quickly. The kingdom of heaven makes contact with the kingdom of God that is within you to overcome the kingdom of darkness that is in this world. The kingdom of heaven is where God and the angels reside. The kingdom of darkness is in this world, and the kingdom of God is within you and me. The kingdom of God is within us. If you don't make contact with the kingdom of heaven and operate through the kingdom of God that is within you, the kingdom of darkness will keep you sick. It will keep you broke. It will keep you tormented. It will keep you demon possessed. It will keep you in anxiety. It will keep you in every negative thing that is going on in this world that the system wants you to stay stuck on. You must have the clarity in your spirit and renew your mind with the fact that the kingdom of God is within you for a particular reason. God placed the kingdom of God on the inside of all of us as born again believers. It is a supernatural reason that you are walking around as a Christian. You are a lover of Christ. You love Christ. You want to be like Christ. And that's what a Christian is, with the kingdom of God living on the inside of you. When you learn how to activate the kingdom of God properly, you will see happening in Matthew 4:23. That will happen to you and it will minister to you. And Jesus said, and he went about all Galilee teaching in these synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all matter of sickness and disease among the people. Again, this is not about a denomination. This is not about a religion. And that's not what this podcast is all about. It's about encouraging you and giving you wisdom, knowledge, spiritual understanding so that you will be able to have better clarity with what is going on and what God is saying to you. So allow God to manifest that information to you. Allow the when you begin to operate in the kingdom perspective, which is the revelation, you will expand continuously in power and glory and understanding in your position in Christ. Many, excuse me, many religious spirits are going to have to be killed in your life for the kingdom to function correctly. You're going to have to get rid of tradition. You're going to have to get rid of religion. You're going to have to get rid of all denominational stuff that you've learned. And it has to be killed on the inside of you so that you can resurrect in a kingdom lifestyle. Remember, as a born-again believer, you are born again as Jesus told Nicodemus. The problem is that we've heard so much about the world, the church, and things like that, and not enough about the kingdom and what's happening in the kingdom. The kingdom has become a common word so that it doesn't even seem like, oh, what is she talking about? The kingdom? Oh, yeah, yeah. We need to have the kingdom on the inside of us to see the manifestation. So the kingdom is mentioned, just like I said, in these last few days. So this will be the last day talking about the kingdom of God on the inside of you. We have the potential that we never heard about, that we never even talked about through the Holy Spirit, who wants to reveal these things to us. Not only are we totally set free, but we are kingdom citizens. We are Christians. We are supposed to be able to do something. If someone comes to you that are sick, you don't want to just say and shake their hand, oh, I hope you feel better. I hope everything is okay. Oh, yeah, we're going to pray for you and we're going to, you know, put your name on a sheet of paper so that they can pray for you at the altar. We want to be able to say, no, the kingdom of God is within you for a reason. Be healed according to your faith. Be it done unto you. We want to be able to encourage somebody. We want to be able to uplift them. We want to be able to do just like Jesus did when he was here. So we have that kingdom on the inside of us for a reason, to encourage others, to encourage ourselves, so that we don't have to fall into, oh, I'm sick just like so-and-so is. Oh, I don't have enough money just like so-and-so doesn't. I don't have this. I don't have that. The kingdom of God is within us, and God has equipped every one of us to have everything that we are supposed to have, that God has promised to us. It's all on the inside of us. All right. Till next time, I pray that something that I've said over these last 4 days resonates with you and it makes sense. You can always feel free to send me a email, Sharon@SharonDowns.info, or you can also send a question through Spotify. Blessings to you all on this recording, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Blessings. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.